he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Conference. Written and directed by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Originally written for the first Radio Coat program presented at the Red Room, October 6th, 2010. Recorded November 2010.
You will now enter the conference call. Please announce your name at the beep.
Finally, Bill, you there? Bill?
Bill, that you?
Bill, it's Catherine. Are you
on
the line?
Couldn't be Farley, could it?
Well, you think I just called up Farley's office and said, hey,
no, but no one's talking, so I just...
William Benjamin.
There he is. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for calling in on short notice.
Well, you said it was urgent. What's going on, Frank? We're finally getting close to an agreement.
Bill, just hold up a second. We've got an unidentified party on the line.
Well, you're being so dramatic.
Tim, I'm sure it's Johnson, right?
Johnson, that you?
Hello?
You must have your mic on mute. Are you on a BlackBerry or an iPhone? If you're on a BlackBerry,
let it
what
go.
You need to do
just
is to
assume
push
the... he's on the call. Let's get this started, please.
What's the rush, Frank? You sent a congressional page barging into the conference room with a message saying I need to get to the office immediately. I'm thinking Mary's in the hospital or something until I walk in and face shoving that damn campaign cell in my face.
Well, sir, the case was just decided and you weren't answering the cell, so I really...
I'm in the negotiating room, Frank. I'm not going to be texting back and forth with you like we're planning a hot date when I'm crafting legislation.
I understand that, sir, but we're only 2 months from Election Day and you need to understand that I'm going to be in pretty constant contact. This isn't a normal race, and it just got a lot less normal with this court case here.
I've had opponents before, Frank. And what do you mean less normal? Are you trying to get another public outrage rally going again?
I'm going to jump in here, Bill. I had sent you several memos over the last few weeks about this case that's been working through the appellate division, examining the legality of voter registration drives. Restrictions on registration got pulled into the whirlwind, and the public advocate's office argued that there should be no restrictions as long as people prove residency, meaning no moratorium on new registrations a month before E-Day.
Well, that sounds great, actually.
That's not it, though. It turns out the PA may have argued a little too forcefully. The judge decided that in order to discourage vote buying, ballot stuffing, and general special interest manipulation, everyone has to vote.
Say that again.
Everyone over the age of 18, they have to vote.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's amazing. I mean, it sounds a bit fascist when you put it like that. They have to vote, but we've had turnout as low as 21% at midterms. Can you imagine how great it'll be to get every member of the district involved at least at some level?
Sir, we're not quite that enthusiastic over here.
Why? What the hell's wrong with participatory democracy? Now think of the effect on money in elections. Why, GOTV campaigns will be a thing of the past. Johnson's with me, am I right? Still haven't turned on that mic, huh, Johnson? Look, don't let this silly game consume you, Frank. Getting people to take a stake in their government has been central to my position as a legislator since the beginning. How could this be bad?
Sir, it's an election. You can talk about participatory democracy all you want. My job is to make sure you continue to participate in the House. This isn't just a game, as you say. It's war, and the rules of engagement have changed with only a month left, and we need to shift strategies accordingly.
Well, sure, Frank. I understand. I hired you to do this job because you're good at it. So I'm going to listen and be a good candidate. What's the plan?
All right. All right, let's think this through. Tim, what are the numbers like?
Well, you need to appeal to the most number of people possible.
Wow, it's really interesting. Isn't that how all campaigns work?
Har har. Yes, I know. It seems obvious, but it's obvious in a completely different way now. See, the way I see it, we need to concentrate in the 8, the 5, and the 2.
The 2? Are you serious?
37% of the population there, sir.
I hate to admit it, but he's right, Bill. It's huge, and it's also the most homogenous.
Johnson, any thoughts on this? Damn it, this is frustrating, Frank. Why isn't he in the office with you?
He's been working with the pollsters, testing issues and messages since we brought him on. Tim gets reports with updated numbers every few days.
But we haven't ever actually met him here in the office, Bill. Is he really necessary?
He's on the call, Catherine.
We need someone helping us to set policy while you're all focused on the campaign. I'm going to need the help with issues once I'm out of these cancer bill negotiations.
Back to the issue at hand.
Right. Bill, the two is full of computer-connected young professionals. Brilliant for the online marketing campaign we launched last week. Oh, speaking of, sir, you haven't changed your Facebook status in 18 hours, and we need you to start tweeting more than once a day.
Or you could be updating it for him.
Hey, give me a break. I'm building and maintaining profiles on 8 social networking sites, okay? And that's in addition to the main site.
Hey, this isn't helping. Tim, great job on the sites. Catherine, we can all do better about posts,
Is this much attention to the internet really necessary?
It's where the people are, sir.
They're not in the damn internet, Tim. Field operations, where are we? Meetings, canvassing, outreach, visibility.
Well, actually, it is a lot of what Tim's talking about, Bill. The meetups are online. We've got a robust community on the reelectbenjamin.org site. Our posts are often getting posted to Twitter and to Facebook statuses. Your comment about missing the breakfast wrap at Ramona's while you were in D.C. was retweeted over 150 times last week. We've made it very easy for our users to interface with other Benjamin supporters, as well as undecided voters in their social network, making an online community that
Well, all that sounds great. What's going on out in the field?
Sir?
Reality. I mean the physical world. The places where old fogies like me are.
Sir, over 72% of the district is online and getting their campaign news from social media. If you mean the even older crowd, well, only 21% of the district is retirement age, so they don't fit into the overall strategy.
You're telling me we're going to ignore almost a quarter of my constituents because they aren't on the internet?
Not ignore, sir. There are a few older folks who've joined the Friends of Benjamin Facebook group. They've offered to talk you up in their retirement homes. They're going door-to-door with a new lit.
Wait,
they even...
new literature? I haven't seen a new palm card. What are they handing out?
Sir, it's the image you approved last week.
You mean that picture with the logo?
Yes, they were for print, too.
You've got to be kidding me. There's nothing on them. There were no words. It's just that damn picture of me on a tractor from 20 years ago and that goofy logo you came up with. I thought it was the front page for the website.
This is what's testing well, sir. The longer we talk, the less people are interested, and the less likely they find you favorable.
What?
Well, sir, the Farley campaign has been painting you as out of touch. Have you heard the ad?
They're on the radio?
Yes, and I'm sure something similar will be on TV soon. Tim, you got it?
Yeah, working on it. Ah, here it is. Give a listen, Bill.
Principles. They separate an opportunistic politician from a legislator of the people. Where are Bill Benjamin's principles? When it came time to stand up for what he said he believed in on healthcare reform, Benjamin threw in the towel, selling out his principles and his constituents. Andrew Farley believes in something and will fight for it until the end. For a voice in Congress that won't give in and won't waver, vote Farley. Paid for by Friends for Farley.
What the fuck? Sold out?
I swear before.
I'm crafting legislation, compromising with members of his party, creating a comprehensive supplemental health care bill to guarantee free or affordable treatments for every cancer patient in the country. That's now considered selling out your constituents?
Bill, I know this is a personal issue for you.
You're damn right it is. I'm lucky enough to have congressional insurance, so Mary's covered, but I can't imagine anyone going through what we're going through without support.
I know that. And so does the Farley campaign. This is their scorched earth, carpet bomb attack in the hopes that we get angry enough and do something stupid.
The problem we're finding, though, Bill, is it's working.
Catherine.
Of course it is. The bigger the lie, right?
God. It's not really a lie.
Could you show a little tact?
It's not.
Shut it, both of you. Bill... as harsh as it sounds, this message is resonating with voters. Every issue we poll, we blow him out of the water. But the issues don't stick. As soon as these character attacks come up, we lose all support.
Johnson, is there anything we haven't tested that could possibly move them back? Are you part of this or not? Tim, what's the report say?
Well, among what used to be likely voters, we come out ahead 62-35. With this new voting universe, we get down to 48-28 in his favor.
It's not even close to 100% there, poll boy.
The rest are blanks, Tinkerbell. They aren't planning to pull the lever for anyone.
I'm going
to
remove you both if you don't shut up.
So it's working. The dirty politics is working. It's always worked. Look at Karl Rove, the New York Post, that becknut on TV. But it only works so far.
We used to only play in the media for ratings. Now it's going to play at the polls.
Because the people generating those ratings are now generating votes, too.
This mandatory voting case changes everything, Bill.
So, what's the plan? I know you have ideas, Frank. You've got the way to victory. What is it, Master Sun?
Master Sun?
Sun Tzu, don't you read?
Tim. It's not pretty.
Politics rarely is.
Kill the negotiations.
Wait, what?
No, Frank, are you kidding?
Do you know how hard the office has worked
at
this?
How hard Bill has worked at this?
Johnson, can you have them test the movement on this? Regardless, I'm confident that if we announce Bill's cutting off the negotiations because the opposition is watering down Bill's plan and that we're putting forth an even stronger bill without them, we undercut the only message Farley has that's causing any movement. We ram the cancer bill.
That bill cannot pass without opposition support.
Frank, he's right.
I know.
And this is our only chance to pass it. The issue won't be salient again for a decade.
I know, Catherine.
This is what it'll take, Frank?
Yes.
Johnson, what are your thoughts on this? If you're going to figure out how to use that damn microphone, now would be the time.
This has been Conference, written and directed by Robert A.K. Gagneau, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Carrie Bond as Catherine, Mike Callahan as Bill, Alex Harold as Frank, and Todd Meredith as Tim, with Robert A.K. Gagneau as the voice of the Farley campaign radio ad, and Nikki Smizer as the conference call greeter. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at coopthetreeast.org.